Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, everyone. What's up? So as you all know, the deal with this podcast here at Audacy, A-U-D, Audacy. It was contingent on me getting 1% of women to listen. And if you heard last week's episode, we did it. I did it. And I think I did that because I was able to listen and learn and change and all that shit. But this is fresh off the presses. I was just offered a new podcast gig for way more money at the folks at Oddball. That's also AUD. And it's a kind of a place where I can, you know, do my own thing. I'm not going to have any gender binary bullshit mandates. I just got to be me. So I am going to apologize today to my audience and my listeners. And you're going to need to find me on a new platform, but I think it'll be available wherever you get your podcast. So it shouldn't be a big deal. But I'm out of here. New podcast. Very exciting. Let's play that theme song.
I am the mountain. I am the sea. I am the eagle flying high. I am the stallion running free. I am the darkness. I am the light. I was the dead man walking, but now I've risen. And I am back to make this right.
I love that song, and I probably have a new one for the new show, but that one slaps, as the kids say. Why do they say it slaps?
Chris Layton, I'm confused.
Don't be confused. What? I'm starting a new show, so I'm going to go off on my own
without
right now.
Without us?
Why didn't you tell us this?
Yeah, what the?
I'm telling you, I just told you.
You're telling us on the podcast.
I found out literally as we sat down. The text came in from my agent with a thumbs up. So, like, I told you guys literally the moment I found out.
Who's the sidekick?
I'm my own sidekick.
You can't be your own sidekick.
Sure you can. I say something and then I laugh at it and I'll just learn how to Google a little bit. And
oh, my God.
Chris, why are you doing this to us?
You have tears streaming down your face. Are you okay? What's up, man?
You're my best friend.
And that will not change. Never in my life, ever in my life, seen you get this emotional. Even the day your twin brother was murdered.
Like a twin brother? Ew, did he look like you?
Yeah, he looked just like me.
Yeah. See, this is already so good. Like, I'm already listening. I'm like, no. Frankie and the Professor, F&P, old school, come on. You might be disgusted by him. You might hate her fucking guts. It just feels like your guy's energy is fire. It's hot. Frankie and the Prof.
Yeah, I guess. Frankie and the Prof. Frankie and the... I hate it.
I love it.
I think you're on your own, Professor, because I actually have a lot of job opportunities. Like, since the last episode blew up, like, I'm going to be just fine on my own.
What? Tell me, what do you got? What's going on?
I got an invitation to be a contestant on The Bachelor. They invited me also to make my own supplement. Like, I can put whatever ingredients I want and be the spokesperson for it. I got an offer to host The Mole. Not the game show one, but, like, a mole removal medical kind of show where I get to be the doctor and the host.
Oh, my God.
And the person with the mole. I could be an influencer. I'm just scrolling through here. Influencer for a popcorn pop-up experience. Bikini prime minister at the Monster Truck Rally. And I could be a social media influencer for something called Greenpeace. Or Green Peas. I don't know if it's
both great. Both great. You have nothing to worry about. Okay, you're America's freaking sweetheart over
there.
And you're going to be great too, bruv.
You're firing me.
I am not.
The old show was you and me, and then this show we had to add her, and now you're getting rid of me and her.
New show. First show was us. Second show was the three of us. Now it's just me. Listen, think of it this way. We're Lennon and McCartney. We found our George.
I don't get it. I'm too young, but okay.
We're going to be so good. And Ringo's our engineer. And now Paul is going to go start Wings.
And what? I'm going to just get shot?
You're not going to get shot.
I hope so.
This will not affect our friendship.
How will it not? We're never going to see each other.
Yes. Like, we're still going to hang out. We're going to have our fantasy Hooters draft. We're going to, I got my birthday. You're invited to my birthday.
It's not fair, Chris. You're my best friend, and nothing's ever going to change that, and I love you, but this is going to take me a long time to get over.
I mean, it's a lot of emotion right now, so maybe we just everyone chill for a second, and I promise you we will talk about this later. Right now, I want to talk to our guests for today's pod. These were actually sent to us by the folks at Odyssey, and even though I'm leaving, I want to leave on good terms, and so I want to promote this show of theirs, and that show is called Women Talking About Murder. These are two ladies. They love true crime. I think a lot of our female listeners also love true crime, especially white women. And here are two white women who host a show about murders, Jo Beth and Donna. Welcome. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. And I do appreciate all the generalizations there. You don't know whether I'm white or not. I could be a woman of color. I am white, though.
Yeah, I could see.
Okay. But never generalize. I'd like to introduce my co-host, Donna.
Hi.
Hello, Donna. Donna's here in the stew in person. Jo Beth wanted to stay back. And where are you at, Jo Beth?
I'm in North Carolina.
North Carolina, right? You're not a big fan of travel, we were told.
No, I like to stay close to home due to the fact, I've been stalked. I've almost been murdered many, many times.
And then I love a road trip.
Yes. You like to travel. You got a big smile on your face.
I'm so happy to be here. I'll go anywhere, And then Jo Beth's always telling me, stop crossing state lines. But I don't even see a state line. You know what I mean? I just see the open road and I go and, hitchhike if I need to. I don't know.
I'm worried sick about Donna, but, that's what makes it work between us. I am sort of her protector. I like to feel that I am a mama bear to all women who are about to be murdered, which, let's face it, every woman in this country, I would say 45 seconds to 5 minutes away from being murdered at any given time.
Hold on. Not every woman.
What?
Like, what I mean? Not every single one. I'm sure there are some women out there who are, no one even is thinking about them. They're not targets.
If you're the Kardashian Jenners and you have, if you have a, a security staff around you.
Well, yeah.
In SUVs, you're safe.
Ooh, SUVs.
Okay. Yeah, Donna loves SUVs. If an SUV pulls up, Donna, she's getting into it.
I love an SUV, and I tried to rent one for the trip.
For the road trip.
It was a little expensive.
Oh.
So you have to upgrade.
Yeah.
Or it's an upgrade.
Yeah.
And I didn't do the upgrade, but I wanted to.
I got to tell you, you have a 10-foot smile. You look like you are living your best life. Did you go out and experience Fort Worth at all while you were here last night? Did you go?
I can never sleep.
Yes.
And Jo Beth knows this, so I'm always walking around at night.
God.
And I just, left the hotel room and I was like, let's see. And I love a city at night.
Mm-hmm.
So I just walk around and, say hi to whoever I pass.
And we actually sent a car for you today. You're staying at not even a hotel. You're staying at a motel and not in a great section of town.
Oh, it's not?
No.
I don't. Oh, boy.
Yeah. She doesn't do any research. Her night walks drive me up the wall. Her night walks, and she always has on, the Beats headphones, the big noise-canceling headphones. She's marching down the street, and just any Joe Blow could come up and just grab her and just boom, just like that, she's abducted.
Yeah. Right.
I just want to say it's really inspiring to me, your relationship and your friendship, and how it's clear that you two can depend on each other.
Yeah, but that will also add they're related. You guys are, what are you guys, sisters?
Yeah. Well, I identify as her sister-in-law. How do you identify us?
Legally is nothing.
We say on the show, I'm her sister-in-law, Donna. But yeah, I used to date her brother.
Okay,
Ray.
Okay. Yeah. So there's a familial.
And he never asked me to marry him. But if he did, I would have said yes.
Okay. So, but you're not married to him now.
Is he
married to someone else?
Oh yes. Okay. Yeah, he left me a long time ago.
Okay.
But I feel then that she is my sister-in-law. Okay. And actually, yeah, the day he left me, you know, I came out sobbing and crying and crying and crying.
Sure.
And I pretty much just show up at her place every day since then.
Donna was so upset the day, well, it was like the fourth or fifth time Ray had said, "I'm going to use a bad word. Get the hell out of my house."
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's not that bad. We say shit and fuck a lot. So, sorry, go ahead.
Okay. Well, for me, it's bad because you know I am a Christian.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Well, everyone in this room needs to know it.
Congrats.
So, she, thank you. I feel you're being sarcastic.
No, not at all. Not at all. Not, are you, I'm sorry. I just want to, are you also Christian?
Oh, I'm anything.
Oh, okay.
So, yes.
Oh, she'll do. Oh, my God.
I love it all.
You love it all.
I want to hear about it all. I want to be it all. I'll go to a temple. I'll go to a church. I'll go to a seance. I'll go to someone's basement when he says, come on over. I'm a yes person.
And somebody, you love life and you seem like you love death. And maybe that's why you guys are like a good combo, you know? What made you guys, and I'll throw this to you, JoBeth, what made you guys decide to, what drew you to murder?
Just the fact that murder is an epidemic. What people don't talk about is murders. And there just seems to be not that many murder podcast.
Sorry, Frankie. I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm sorry. Frankie, what is your take on all this?
Sorry, I haven't really been paying attention. I'm kind of scrolling through all the business offers I got on my phone. I've just been asked to be the new Duncan Darlin, which is Ben Affleck's new girlfriend, to do paparazzi pictures drinking Duncan coffees.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry, but no. But my interest is perked. I mean, I love what you ladies are doing. I myself, you know, I'm from a group of college girls, and one of us gets murdered every year.
That's right.
And I mean, it's actually an interesting story. We hit a guy with our car, and then we kind of like made a pact to never talk about it. Ugh. Here I'm going. I have such a big mouth. I'm literally talking about the podcast.
Yeah, you're opening a door.
I know. I promise I wouldn't tell anyone. But anyways, that's what we did. We did the dirty deed. And then every year on the anniversary of that accident, one of us gets murdered. And now it's just down to me and my friend Megalee, who are left.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let's dive into something we all experience, but we don't always talk about, our social batteries. How is your social battery feeling right now? Is it charged up? Are you feeling drained? We all can find ourselves drained after social gatherings. I, for one, don't enjoy dinner parties. But I need time alone to recharge and reset, and I'm often worried about how organic the food is that's being served. So therapy isn't just for those who's experienced trauma. It's about positive coping skills, setting boundaries, becoming the best version of yourself. I recommend giving BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/do-over today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, like the Beatles, .com/do-over. When it comes to travel, every family has a happy place. My happy place is in Sardinia, where an ex-lover of mine runs a feta factory. But wherever your happy place is, Priceline wants to get you and your family there more often. And thanks to Priceline's family-friendly options, you can save 60% on family-friendly hotels. You can sort by room type, have amenities like pools, and get access to deals you can't find anywhere else. And with Priceline, you never
never have to miss a trip. Whenever I'm planning a vacation, which usually means weeks away from work and people I know, I always trust Priceline to help me book. It's simple, reliable, and saves me some cash that can be better spent on something fun. Fun is so important. So download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% on family-friendly hotels. And go to your happy place with Priceline.
So let me ask you guys a question. Joe Beth, how did you guys start doing your podcast? How did this come to be?
Well, I've been wanting to do a murder podcast. And when my brother, Donna was dating my brother, Ray. And when they broke up, or I should say Ray unceremoniously dumped her.
Mm. Yeah, when we broke up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was a dumping, but it doesn't matter.
Well, words, I woke words, up words, one day because... and then, yeah, he wasn't there.
And so she had come over to the house and was sort of puttering around as she does. And I was trying to do my podcast. And she...
Well, I was saying, right, where's Ray? Where's Ray? Done. Where's Ray? Where's Ray? Have you heard from him?
Yeah, of course, I knew exactly where Ray was, but I'm not going to tell Donna because, you know, she drives him crackers. But I had a real soft spot for Donna, and I just said, you know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about this female cop that got murdered, ironically, by an EMT. But I said, do you want to just hop on and say a few words? When she hopped on, she calmed down. She stopped crying.
Yeah, it made me stop crying because I was crying and crying. I guess my tears were picking up on the microphone and she couldn't really get the podcast
static,
done.
Yeah,
exactly. And then, you know, it's amazing when you get, it's almost like a dog, you know, give a dog a job and they're happy.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing too that you guys were able to kind of do it together. Some podcasts thrive with multiple people, but a lot are just, some of the best podcasts are just one person.
Even podcasts with one person at the center usually have a whole team of people behind them that make it work.
Okay, so now I'm going to be honest with you guys. I did not get a chance to listen to your podcast. What is a typical episode? Let's say I'm just some random listener of Chris Chapman and I'm at a firing range and I'm driving home, long drive. I turn on your podcast. What do I hear?
Well, to be fair, you did listen to it for a second, but then you said something too shrill and you asked the professor to turn it off.
So what is that? What's that typical episode like? What do we do?
Well, it starts off with, I set it up. So Georgie Greger is driving home from Costco.
Ooh, I love Costco. And see, something like that. Like I hop
you
in.
Interject a little bit. Go ahead.
Yeah, she interjects a lot, actually.
Okay.
So we sort of set it up. You know, her headless body was later found in a ravine, blah, blah, blah.
Wait, what?
You know this one.
He asked how we did the show, so I'm just doing.
Oh, okay. You're doing what you do. Okay. So then I will call the mother or grandmother or daughter when they're on the phone saying, first we thought she was missing. We thought she might come back alive. And I'm like, well, you know that wasn't going to happen. So we talk to the cops or the PI. They're all very dismissive. Usually the woman says she knew her murderer.
Wait, what?
Okay, so you get it, Chris, you get an idea of, so you know, she's sort of like a firework going off. Like, I'll try to say a sentence, and then it's like, bam, you know, a firework.
Which is good, because fireworks, what is 4th of July without fireworks? Just a barbecue.
I love 4th of July.
So, feels like you, Joe Beth, are kind of the driving force of this. You're the driver, you're the passenger.
I love being a passenger. An amazing thing about our show is that in the 2,569 we've done, every time it's been a white man has been the murderer.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're always looking for, you know, if you got a murder out there that was committed by a woman, or you help us, but we haven't found.
Let
that.
Us know, because it's also always the husband.
It's always now. Hold on. I'm not gonna like.
No, don't argue with me on this.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna say sometimes I feel like a lot of times people are like, oh yeah, it was definitely the husband, but sometimes it could be someone else. It could be the boyfriend, the lover, the guy she's having an affair with,
the grizzled sailor you hit with your car.
Yeah, it could be anyone. I just think. I don't know. I as I get older, I try to generalize less. And when I hear it's always the husband, I'm like, I can't always be the husband.
And personally, I've never been anybody's lover, boyfriend, husband, or had an affair with anybody. But multiple people have written notes saying that if they died, it was me.
Yeah. So that theory, I'm not quite sure on it. But I mean, I guess you are the expert more than we are.
I mean, 2,000 plus shows. I mean, am I the expert? I'm being sarcastic. I am.
She is. She really is. She is like human lie detector. Like she can. She always knows when someone's lying. She's a polygraph.
Okay, I like this game. Okay, ready. Here we go.
Oh, two truths and a lie.
Exactly. You know this game. Here we go.
Okay. I love that game.
All right, Miss Lie Detector. Here we go. Here we go. Two truths and a lie. I will go first. I once fought a Buddhist monk in bare knuckle boxing in a Shaolin temple. Two, I have been in a threesome with an actor who is related to Angelina Jolie. Three, I have never been to South Dakota. Which one is the lie?
Normally I would recuse myself because I know everything about you and you tell me everything, but now I don't know.
Well, okay, so that didn't need to be said.
I don't think you fucked Billy Bob Thornton, but I could be wrong.
What do you think? What do you think, Joe Beth?
I feel like these are all truths.
I don't even know what to say. Those are all true.
What? I know. Yeah, she's
Shit.
Okay, my turn.
Okay,
which of these three jobs have I not been offered today? Okay, one, to be the actor that lures in the pervert on To Catch a Predator. Two, to be the motion capture dragon in the next Lord of the Rings. And three, to be Tom Cruise's new wife.
I think the new wife is the lie.
Oh, my God. You're right.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
because I'm not a Scientologist. So they wouldn't pick me.
Now, let me ask you this question. You guys might be a little bit jumpy at this, but there are people who say, oh, you guys are taking a tragedy and monetizing it, and the person who's paying for it is the victim. And you, like, I'm looking at you, you're wearing a new pair of white shoes, and you got a nice, like, it looks like a nice watch on.
Thank you.
What do you say to people who are like, you're using dead women's souls to make yourself richer?
Well, I just say, oh, that hurt my feelings.
Okay. Joe Beth?
Donna, good answer. I say I like to spray the world like a sprinkler with cautionary tales.
Mm.
And if I can use one murdered woman and it saves myriad other murdered women, then I've done my job.
Mm.
Myriad is actually the name of one of my girlfriends that got murdered last year.
Oh, my God. Myriad Booth?
Yeah, that's
from
right.
From Tampa?
Yeah, strangled with her own braid.
I love that case. She had two French braids that the killer put in a Lucite box, which they found in his condo. And then, of course, her body parts were in a deep freeze in his carport.
Wait, what? Hold on. A deep freeze?
Really, women talking about murder is about two women helping women not to get murdered.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So check out Women Talking About Murders. I will definitely listen. Maybe, who knows? Sounds very cool.
Well, Jo Beth is clearly the boss, but Jo Beth depends on Donna, and Donna depends on her, and they depend on each other.
Bet if Jo Beth went solo, it'd be fucking great.
I don't know about that.
Well, maybe we'll find out one day.
Well, I hope they never find that out, because their relationship is precious, and things like that don't come around more than once in a lifetime.
But if the Beatles would have stayed together forever, you would never have had wings.
I don't get it. I'm too young.
So I think that is pretty much it for today. For me, I'm gonna step out and kind of walk away. And maybe this is a great opportunity for you guys to kind of spread your wings and kind of do the wrap up and just kind of take it from here. I pass it on to you. I gotta go. And I wish you both nothing but luck.
Okay. Well.
Ow. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Bye, Chris. Call me.
See you guys. Bye.
You got any plans for the weekend, Frankie?
Well, I probably should run, so should we just do like a quick outro?
Yeah, let's wrap it. Wrap her on up.
You take the low harmony.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, take care.
See ya.
Well, who knew it was going to end like this?
This improvised episode of the Chris Chapman Do-Over is a presentation of Odyssey and Paper Kite Podcasts. It's produced by Best Case Studios. The cast includes Ike Barinholtz, Neil Casey, Lisa Gilroy, and Liz Kakowski and Emily Spivey.
For Paper Kite Productions, Amy Poehler and Liz Kakowski are writers and executive producers. Alice Stanley Jr. is a writer-producer. For Best Case Studios, Adam Pincus is executive producer. Suzanne Myers, supervising producer. Hannah Leibowitz-Lockhart and Isabel Evans, producers.
Odyssey executive producers are Jenna Weiss-Berman and Leah Reese-Dennis. Special thanks to the team at Odyssey, Yenikin Biernink, Melissa Wester, Kurt Courtney, and Hilary Schuff. And for Paper Kite, Sam Green. Theme song composed and performed by Ben Lapidus. This episode was edited and mixed by Max Michael Miller. We recorded at Studio Awesome in LA and The Cutting Room in New York.
Follow and listen to the Chris Chapman Do-Over now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.